Tevez.
Oh, first through,
Luka gets around Felipe.
Ready or not, Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, soon to be joined by my all-star sidekick. I'm talking about Zach Attack Young. But straight up, we've got open phone lines around the world. You can join us from outside the U.S. at 0000-800-878-7529. That's outside the U.S., 00-800-878-7529. Domestically, it's the same old number, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Lots of things happening in the world of sports. Of course, coming off that great Super Bowl. Won't spend too much time on that side, but we will discuss the Super Bowl to some extent. Of course, Tom Brady's jersey being missing. And, of course, Kevin Durant returned to Oklahoma City. Zach Attack, how'd that go?
Boo!
I mean, didn't he hear anything else besides boo?
Boo! Yeah, I mean, the fans did. They did call him Cupcake at times, which I'm starting to wonder, do you think Misha Tate should maybe sue for copyright infringement on that?
No, I think they were implying that Kevin Durant's gay. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Taco Man live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio Channel 203, and the American Forces Network. Live from the city by the bay, this is Sports Overnight America.
One in three relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now.
800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
With Johnny T.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What is hip? Sports Day Sunday, February 12, 2017. 26-year-old Fab Melo was a two-year star at Syracuse from 2010 to 2012. Well, guess what? He was found dead in his apartment, according to Brazilian authorities earlier today. Melo, a 7-foot shot blocker who swatted about 3 shots a game in his sophomore year, was declared ineligible for the 2012 NCAA tournament because he was dumb. No, academic reasons. No, because he was dumb. Anyway, he blamed his being dumb on not being able to speak English. And of course, he's Brazilian, so I guess he's got a point there, speaking Portuguese. Anyway, Melo skipped his final 2 collegiate years, obviously, and jumped to the NBA, where he was the 22nd overall pick in 2012 by the Boston Celtics. But guess what? He played just 6 games that season. Though he played most of the year, was relegated to the D League. That's like D for dummies. Anyway, despite getting looks from a few teams, including the Grizzlies and the Mavericks, Melo never played another NBA game. Before his death, he was playing for the iconic team, the Novo Basquete Brazil team. Yeah, okay. Late Miami Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez. Remember him? Yeah, the guy that was doing that blow and drinking and having a good time, smoking some weed, having some fun, man. He got into that boat wreck. Anyway, late Miami Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez, no relation to me. His girlfriend will give birth any day now. And of course, Jose's estate believes a lawsuit filed against the pitcher's estate Friday is intended to mess with his family. What the hell does that mean? According to TMZ, Jose and his 2 friends were killed in a boating accident in September, of course. An autopsy later revealed that the pitcher had both alcohol and Colombian dust. I talk about, you know, that powder in his system at the time of the crash. Doesn't mean he was doing it right then and there, because coke stays in your system for about 72 hours. On Friday, the family of one of Jose's friends killed in the accident filed a negligence suit against the family in the NC estate. So the bottom line is, I guess since the Jose Fernandez, a namesake with me, guess since he had the money, they're going after him. Go after the money. Go after the money. As far as the crash is concerned, the investigation is still underway, and they have not determined who was driving the boat when it hit a jetty. What do you mean? They don't know, and this was in September? Are they ever going to know? Come on, please, come on. If you don't know now, you're not going to know, or they know and they're not saying. WWE. Right, I don't get into this too often, but WWE wrestler, I'm talking about Chavo Guerrero Sr., the father of the late Eddie Guerrero and Chavo Guerrero Jr. Well, he died this past Saturday after a battle of liver cancer. He was a Mexican legend. I didn't think he was nearly as good as his 2 sons were, especially Eddie. Of course, Eddie died in 2006 from steroid abuse. That's right, Flintstone vitamins. Of course, he was that guy that was pumping all of them. I mean, he started out as a real skinny, and I'm not saying this, I'm Latino, so I can say this. He started off as a real skinny Mexican. All of a sudden, he looked like Hulk Hogan. Okay, I mean, like Barry Bonds. When Barry Bonds, you know, was in Pittsburgh, he looked like a little pencil neck. Then he came to the Giants, he looked like, good Lord, he gained 50 pounds or 40 pounds in offseason. Anyway, you don't do that unnaturally. And I don't think Eddie Guerrero did that unnaturally. Of course, he admitted to steroid use, lots of cocaine. Anyway, Chavo Sr. was 68 years old. Hey, guess what? Oh, this is a mind blower. Super Bowl jersey of Tom Brady. That's right, Mr. MVP. Call him what you want, man. You can call him, like, he really is a football god. I mean, forget Roger Goodell. Goodell thinks he's God. But the real God has got to be Tom Brady. I mean, that comeback that he put together, whether you thought some of those plays were controversial or not, man, the fact that he put that comeback together and he just kept going. He refused to give up, man. That is the will of a champion, okay? He was down. He was knocked down 2 or 3 times. He was like Joe Louis. I mean, down, man, for the count, we thought, right? I mean, down by all those points, right? A field goal, throwing interceptions. I mean, this wasn't Tom Brady's day. But guess what? Tom Brady came back strong. And, of course, the biggest comeback in Super Bowl history. But his jersey is missing. That's right, his Super Bowl jersey. You would think that he took that with him. According to reports here, they went to some security video, and they couldn't get nothing on that. So there were no security video as far as the jersey was concerned. Law enforcement is investigating it to the fullest. They hope it was in a truck that was sent from Houston to New England, and that will arrive or arrived yesterday, but it's snowing right now. So in Boston, they can't get to the truck. The bottom line is, Tom Brady's jersey, it's got to be worth, I think that would be worth $1 million. I think if you sold that at auction, it would be worth $1 million. I kid you not, $1 million. Wow. No doubt about that. How about my man, Ray Rice? 3 years after Ray Rice was arrested on domestic violence charges, of course, after he knocked out his girlfriend with a glass jaw in an elevator after she punched him first. Not saying it was right, but she did punch him first, of course, February 15, 2014. Banned from the NFL by the God himself, Roger Goodell, of course. Man, the guy deserves another chance. He really does. I mean, come on. Ray Lewis, I think, stabbed some guy and killed some guy, didn't he? He stabbed some guy in a fight. Well, why are they holding this over Rice's head? Because it was on video? Because they made a mistake earlier and only suspended him for a small portion of time early on until the video came out and then they hit him with everything? Bottom line is, the NFL sucks, folks. And, of course, medical marijuana, as I told you, medical marijuana coming to the NFL within 18 months. You heard it here first on the Johnny Taco Show. Next up, we're talking NBA on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is What Is It? February 12th, 2017. A great Sunday to you, of course. We're talking NFL a little bit, a little more Super Bowl, and some NBA. Got some combat sports coming up as well. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, live from San Francisco.
Touchdown, James White! And now the biggest two-point attempt in the history of the Patriots franchise. That's Amendola. Flagging's down. Amendola's in. But it depends on the penalty. And the indication is it's against Atlanta.
Offside. And the 93 defense.
This is a tie game.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Get it in here! I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out. Okay? Can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the board.
Toss to White. He's in! Patriots win the Super Bowl! Brady has his fifth! What a comeback!
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
22 and a half minutes past the hour. I am the Taco Man, of course, alongside Zach Attack Young. Zach, I'm not alongside you. Zach, how's life in Beverly Hills these days? Obviously not that well. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. You are tuned to the Sports Byline broadcast. And, of course, the Super Bowl is history. The greatest comeback in, of all time. Maybe the greatest comeback of all sports. Maybe. I mean, it's just wow. I mean, could there be a bigger comeback than that, Zach?
Do you think that's bigger than the Cavaliers coming back against the Warriors?
Oh yeah. I mean, you're not down that many points to come back and win the Super Bowl, man. Not against a team like Matt Ryan, the Atlanta Falcons, of course. And talk about offense. I mean, you are right in the offense. I will take the props that I did give away the 3 points, and I expected to give away the 3 points. But I tell you what, when I came off the air during the middle of the game last week, 1 hour of no holds barred, I said to myself, well, there goes my Super Bowl bet. But guess what? I ended up collecting. Of course, it was a great game all the way down to the end. The Super Bowl finished in overtime. People are saying now that maybe they should change the Super Bowl overtime rule. What do you think of that, Zach?
It could be. I mean, I think so. I think that it would have been better to see like a full 15 minutes and saw who came out on top, because it kind of felt like, wait, the Falcons don't get a chance. You know, it was basically based on the winner of a coin toss. That was kind of an interesting end.
Not really the winner of a coin toss, because you've got to move the ball down the field as well. They don't give you the ball on the 1 yard line.
Right, but I felt like either team probably could have scored. So, you know, like just the offenses that they have. So it would have been interesting to see if they had done like a full 15 minutes or something like that.
Why is it you were so whiny after the game? You said to me, you sent me a text, you know, they won another Super Bowl, but it was marred in controversy again. Can't you give Tom Brady his props? You know I didn't like him a year and a half ago. I'm not in love with him now, but guess what? I like a winner, and the guy wins.
Yeah, no, I give him props. I mean, to act like he's not a good quarterback would be ridiculous. But at the same time, it's like I just wish that there was like – this is probably the closest that they've had to a Super Bowl without – much controversy, but even then it's like there's some calls in there. But at the end of the day, I mean, you still have to put yourself in a position to win, so you can't take everything away from him.
Now people are already mocking Tom Brady and saying he's have a decline next year. He didn't have the greatest years this year. I mean, it wasn't like he was back in 2007 and 2008. I mean, he had some great numbers and then, of course, but the numbers don't matter. It's like I try to tell people in boxing. It doesn't matter the title belt you have. It's how much money you take home and how many wins you put on your win side.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, like you can't take everything away from him. Now, if you were asking me who the best quarterback of all time was, I don't think I would put him there. I know a lot of people would be like, well, he won 5 Super Bowls, but – I don't know. I still think I would put Joe Montana ahead of Tom Brady in terms of that.
I never threw a pick in the Super Bowl, of course. Yeah, but he didn't go to 7 Super Bowls either, of course. What do you think How can I put this? I'm looking at some of the potential draft picks for 2017 and this and that. And the 2016 draft, Ezekiel Elliott came out of Ohio State, and he really made an impact. I mean, he was probably, wow. I mean, what can I say? I mean, you can't ask for a better year from a rookie running back in the NFL.
No, definitely not. I mean, and he was only bested by Dak Prescott, which it could have went either way in terms of rookie of the year. So Dallas had a pretty decent draft last year, I'd say.
Yeah, and Jerry Jones, I mean, we chide him often. Of course, he's just a rich old Texas boy. But we chide him often. But, you know, he does – when he's focused, he can put winners on the field. I don't think it's coaches. I think it has a lot to do with Jerry Jones in their front office.
You know, yeah, you got to give him some props on that one. They made some good picks. And, I mean, even Tony Romo, you could say that was a good pick, a fifth-round pick. And he started and won as many games as he did over that time. That's pretty impressive.
But look at Brady. Brady was a sixth round pick. How many sixth round picks make it to the Super Bowl? How many sixth round picks really start in the NFL?
Yeah, when you look at it, you know, like people always think that you automatically think the high picks are going to be the good ones, but a lot of guys go under the radar and they end up being in the Hall of Fame, and it's crazy to see that type of stuff.
Where's the aforementioned Tony Romo going this year? Is he staying in Dallas? If he stays in Dallas, he's getting splinters in his butt.
I doubt he would stay in Dallas. It wouldn't make that much sense for them to pay that much for a backup. And, I mean, if they actually do care about Tony Romo and they want to thank him, they'll send him somewhere else because they can't bench Dak Prescott. Like, it just wouldn't make any sense for them to do that.
Do you know they were actually thinking about it during the season? They were actually – I mean, this guy was, like, undefeated. They were thinking about benching him, and he was undefeated. And I think – I forget who the guy was that called Jerry Jones. Are you out of your mind? You can't go against that kid. The kid's winning.
Yeah, and he had, like, the most completions without an interception by a rookie quarterback ever. So it's like you really couldn't do that. I mean, I'm sure they wanted to, and if he would have messed up at all, which he never really floundered that season. So there really wasn't, like, an opportunity for them to pull him out, or I think they would have.
Okay. Are we going to see some musical chairs this year as far as trades are concerned in the NFL and quarterbacks? I mean, is Colin Kaepernick going to be in San Francisco? Is Robert Griffin going to stay where he was? I mean, Brian Hoyer in Houston. I mean, what's happening to these guys? I think Ryan Fitzpatrick is a free agent. I don't think anybody wants to pick him up. I mean, he's been around a long time. He's always been a second or a third string in my mind. But the bottom line is, who's a star out there? Who could really make a move? I mean, as far as these trades are concerned, if Kaepernick was in another system with another team, do you think he'd go back to his Colin Kaepernick?
Well, he played pretty well this year. It's just the defense was so bad that it kind of, like, you know, masked that. He threw, I want to say he had like 16 touchdowns and 4 interceptions, something around that. Like, he had a pretty good year. A lot of people blamed him. I mean, his completion percentage wasn't great, but he had no one to throw to.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I think if he went somewhere else, or even if this new coach who's a kind of an offensive guru, Kyle Shanahan, I think he might be able to do something with him. But it's just tough to say, because I could also see him leaving and getting a new start somewhere.
Could we honestly say that even with all the work and all the, you know, I mean, he did a lot of training in off seasons, that he's not an in-the-pocket quarterback?
Yeah, I think that's kind of clear at this point. That's just not who he is. And he's gotten better in the pocket, but that's just not where his strength lies, you know? And I don't think he's ever going to be that at this point. I mean, he's been in the league a couple years, and he hasn't really transitioned into that.
Carson Wentz and Jared Goff, tell me about their rookie years.
Well, Carson Wentz had just a little better of a rookie year than Jared Goff. Jared Goff did not have a great rookie year. I mean, he didn't play most of the year, to be fair, and he had no receivers at all. And actually, it was interesting because the story emerged that Jared Goff was trying to meet with his receivers, like, during the off days, and none of them were willing to meet with him. He'd ask them to meet up, and he'd show up, and there wouldn't be any receivers there, which I really don't understand, because the Rams receivers are not exactly elite. They have one of the worst receiving cores. So if they thought they were too good to meet with Jared Goff, I don't know what to think about that.
Well, you know, that's pretty disrespectful of the quarterback. He's really the guy running the offense. And I think that it sounds like there's some resentment there of him in L.A. by some of these lesser guys, and of course, guys who fell lower on the pay scale, no doubt about that. And you know, there's, how can I put this? Jared Goff, I guess these guys want him to prove that he's the guy that he's supposed to be, but then again, with those guys around him, he can't do it.
Well, you know, if you know, he has a guy now, Todd McVay or Sean McVay, who should really be able to turn him into a solid quarterback. I mean, you saw what he did with Kirk Cousins over the last couple of years. Kirk Cousins was one of the better quarterbacks. I mean, he put up over 4,000 yards passing. He had a great year. So if Jared Goff can't succeed under him, then he probably is a bust. I mean, there's no other way to put that. So we'll see what they can do. I mean, they have a pretty high draft pick, so they really should probably get a receiver in the draft.
Johnny Manziel going to play football in 2017?
I doubt that. I mean, I just don't see a team picking him up. He'll have to prove himself more before that happens, I would say.
Interesting. So what – how can I put this? If I put a gun to your head – who's going to be the most improved of the dogs next year? I mean, the terrible teams. What team's going to be able to bounce back next year? Are the 49ers looking like a bounce-back team? I think they're like 3 or 4 years away, even with this new offensive coach, the genius, call him what you want.
I think they'll win – you know, they'll probably win the most extra games next year of any team just because they literally won 2 games. Like, you can't get much worse than that. So I think that they'll probably have the biggest win increase, but I still think they'll be under 500. So, yeah, I think I would pick them as, like, starting to turn around more than other teams.
You know, I was listening to Denver radio the other day, and they were talking about Mark Sanchez, and he deserves a shot at quarterback. Are these people serious? I think it was Mark's relatives calling in.
I don't know why they would think that. If I were Denver, I would try to get Tony Romo or something. That would make sense. And for Tony Romo, that makes sense for him because they have a solid team there, and they really haven't had a great quarterback there. You know, even the last year Peyton Manning was there, he really wasn't Peyton Manning anymore.
You know, the Bills were pleasantly surprised, and they were pleased with Tyrod Taylor's debut as a starter this year. Of course, he handled the offense, top-ranked offense, rushing offense. He made his mistakes, but he kept them to a minimum. Is he going to be a upper echelon quarterback in your mind?
I think he could be. I mean, it's obviously too early to say, and a lot of people have like sophomore slumps and all that. But I don't know. I think that he's definitely on the right track.
Okay, here's a good one. As John Madden used to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles, as John Madden likes to say, if you have two quarterbacks, you have none. Newly signed free agent Chase Daniels, 29, the last time a career long backup quarterback blossomed into a quality first-time starter was at that age. I can't think of it. Rich Gannon's the other guy who was with the Raiders, I think, in the early 2000s. Steve Young came back for the Niners in the mid-1990s, maybe. Anyway, the bottom line is, is Sam Bradford going to be able to pick up – is he going to be able to do things? He just signed a 2-year extension, $18 million. Is he worth that money, and can he do it?
I think he had a good year last year. I mean, they kind of I just don't know. I mean, you know, we always talk about how durable Sam Bradford is, and I don't know if he really can make it through multiple years. I mean, he did well last year, but it's just hard to say. He's just had way too many injuries. I probably wouldn't have invested that money.
Speaking of multiple years, I want to mention this. Gennady Golovkin, of course, Triple G, the world middleweight champion, is going to take on Jenny Jacobs at Madison Square Garden on pay-per-view next month. And he's going to be in Oakland, California, training at Virgil Hunter's gym. So if anybody listening to this show would like to go by and watch the best world middleweight boxers are concerned in Oakland, in Hayward, California, just look up Virgil Hunter's gym and Google it. And you can go down there and check him out. He'll be there at noon on Monday. Straight up, Golovkin and Jacobs, a great fight. We're talking combat sports after the break. We'll sneak in some NBA before the end of the show, of course. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 203. Zach Attack Young and I, of course. Zach, how's that Tesla running?
Oh, it's running really well. You can barely even hear it.
I guess that's why the blind people are sort of upset about that at the corners. They can't hear the electric cars, huh?
I know. I've run over a bunch of them in the last couple of days.
Oh, my God. I didn't know he was really going to say that, folks. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I got to tell you, though, when I look back at the 2017 season, it won't be really the Super Bowl that that captivated me. I have to think it was Ezekiel Elliott because he was my guy coming out of Ohio State, former Buckeye player. I mean, you know, he was the number one pick of the Dallas Cowboys, and I really think he was the impact player. I know Dak Prescott, he and Dak worked together, and of course they're like peanut butter and jelly in a good sandwich, but the bottom line is without Ezekiel Elliott, man, that I'm telling you, the Cowboys have a future with Double E, no doubt about that, playing running back. Better than Emmitt Smith, probably the best Cowboy cornerback, running back outside of Tony Dorsett. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Johnny talking as All-Stars. We'll talk a little combat sports after break. Finish up with some NBA tonight here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Join us if you want from around the world outside the continental USA. It's 0000-800-878-7529. That's 0000-800-878-7529. Domestically, it's 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career. Really? Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard? Big joke. Big joke. Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people. Well, there goes the 2 weeks at camp I promised the kids this summer. What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
It's Eric Newton here from Together.Guide with your Together Minute. Do you really need to ask about repairing that screen door the moment your partner gets home from work? Is it really so critical to talk about the money issues just when you're trying to both rush out that door? Probably not. Now, it is true that you do need space to bring up issues that are important to you. The skill here is in effectively creating that space. One trick is the 2+2. Create a regular time to sit down with no distractions. Each of you brings up two issues that are working great and two issues that, frankly, could be a little better. Now, this can be tricky because it's easy to get defensive, but if you come at it from the perspective that you're making things better, you'll get over the hurdles. The point is to be proactive about your timing. It just makes everything work more smoothly when you do that. This is Eric Newton from the Together Podcast. To learn about our show, visit our website at www.together.guide. The Together Minute is brought to you by Match.com. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to Match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at Match.com/together. That's Match.com/together.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey, I remember this pug. Ex-boxer. His real name was Joey Chicago.
Oh, yeah. He fought under the name of Kid Minneapolis.
Hey, I saw Kid Minneapolis fight once in Cincinnati.
No, you're thinking of Kid New York. He fought out of Philly.
He was killed in the ring in Houston by Tex Colorado. You know, the Arizona assassin.
Yeah, from Dakota. I don't remember if it was North or South.
North. South Dakota was his brother from West Virginia.
You sure know your boxing?
Well, All I know is never bet on the white guy.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
I didn't say it. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast. And, of course, this is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization, the WBO. Of course, you can follow the WBO on their website, WBOboxing.com, or check them out on Facebook. Of course, you follow them on Facebook, the great Francisco Valcarcel. El Paco, my guy, of course, taking care of the show now for several years. They are sponsored. They don't pressure me. They don't tell me what to say. They don't tell me what to write. They don't tell me what to do. It's a great sponsor, folks. I thank them so much for their support. Zach Attack Young, let's talk about the world of mixed martial arts before we go boxing, okay? I'm talking about UFC 208. Holly Holm, she just can't get lucky. They put her in there with a girl tonight, according to Joe Rogan, was 47-0 as a kickboxer. Good Lord. I mean, why didn't they put her in there with Superman?
They might as well have, huh? They put her in there with Superwoman. But there was a little bit of controversy in that fight. A lot of people thought that that girl should have lost 1 point or 2 points for the hits after the bell.
I without a doubt, Zach, she cracked her, I think, after the second round. And Holly Holm was hurt, and she wobbled around this and that. And the referee did nothing. And in fact, the referee should have done something, but somebody should have called that to the referee's attention.
Definitely. I mean, that's why we need more instant replay. I know a lot of people don't like instant replay, but it really could help in these type of scenarios.
Well, Paco's all for it. Francisco Valcarcel is all for instant replay. All the athletic commissions and the Association of Boxing Commissions are against it. Why?
I have no idea. That makes no sense to me. I mean, at the end of the day, it seems more effective if we can actually watch what happened again.
Yeah, Jermaine Durand to me is a girl from the Netherlands, of course, Holland, following the footsteps of Lucia Riker. Defeating Holly Holm tonight in a decision across the board, 48-47, three rounds of two. Of course, I think that she definitely had deserved to have 1 point takeaway, maybe 2 points, but we take away 1 point and we have a draw. Okay, but you know, at the end of five rounds, Holly Holm didn't look like she had been in a draw.
Yeah, she didn't. It definitely looked like Holly Holm had lost that fight. But I guess I could see where you're coming from because you don't want to alter the result. But at the same time, those punches kind of altered the result.
Well, I got news for you. If I got clipped like that, you would have seen me doing one of them Academy Award performances, flopping around down on the canvas, okay? I mean, you're not going to hit me after the bell and get away with it. You're just not going to do it. Because guess what, Zach? I don't think that blow with a 4-ounce glove thrown by a professional boxer, okay? I don't think that's a blow that, as flush as it was, I don't think it's a blow you recover from right away. She obviously wasn't ready the next round. She got beat up early on in that next round.
But, okay, like, let's say you do that. What if the referee rules it like a legal punch and then, you know, they end up counting you out and you lose the fight?
You know what? It's a gamble either way. Anyway, let's talk about Anderson Silva. The Spider came back. I thought he lost to Derek Brunson. I was surprised the decision went 29-28. Twice and then 30-27, three rounds of zip. I mean, Joe Rogan and these guys were laying the funeral. They were talking about being the end of Anderson Silva, and all of a sudden Silva wins the match. And guess what? They went from, you know, poor Anderson, he was in over his head against a young guy, this and that, too, and they just stopped. And all of a sudden, he won. I mean, there was something in between that they missed somewhere.
I mean, a lot of people thought that Anderson Silva lost that fight. I know you can always go off the strike stats. It's strike stats since it's MMA, not just punch stats. Mm-hmm. But Anderson Silva landed like 57 strikes, and I believe Brunson landed over 100 and had two takedowns, but somehow lost on the card.
Exactly. And in the UFC, they knew listen, Joe Rogan, who had a new guy, they knew the fight was in the tank. And once the incredibly wrong scorecard in my mind came to life, they just shut up and went along with the game. Ronaldo Souza, still looking like Superman, taking on Tim Bosch. Poor Tim Bosch. He was submitted with a Kimura in the first round, 3 minutes and 41 seconds in. But Souza looks like a monster.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's going to be one of the contenders for the belt. I mean, I think Yoel Romero deserves the next shot. He definitely does. And when he wins the belt, because I don't really believe that Michael Bisping can keep that guy off of him, I think Souza's probably the next in line for the title.
Michael Bisping should have found himself an easier fight. because he's going to get his head handed to him, unfortunately. Now, Souza was a winner tonight over Tim Bosch. Glover Teixeira was a winner, former UFC light heavyweight title contender, of course, challenger. Beat Jared Cannonier on a decision across the board, 30-26. You know, I got to give him some props because Glover, of course, not the most artistic guy, but he's tough, he's rough, and he throws, man.
He definitely does, and he had that really long win streak. I believe it was like 26 wins in a row, so you got to give him some credit for that.
Fight of the night, Dustin Poirier beating Jim Miller. Jim Miller, the cowboy, came in shape, no doubt about that. It was unanimous, not across the board. Take it back, a majority now. One judge had it even, 28-28. One judge had it 30-27. I had it 29-28 for Dustin Poirier. Poirier showed me a lot, plus I like the way he fought out of a left-handed stance. I mean, he looked, at times, he looked like Dominic Cruz. I mean, he really moved his feet well.
Yeah, he did. I mean, and that's the promise that I think we saw, you know, when he moved up after taking a loss to McGregor. When he moved up, we saw that promise when he was winning these fights at 155.
What do you think is going to happen with Ronda, Holly Holm now? I mean, three fights in a row. She's got her head handed to her three times in a row. I mean, it hasn't been – should she just, like, forget it and the fact that Dana White's not ever going to give her a break?
Might want to go back to boxing or something. That might be the way to go at this point.
Or you think Bellator. So?
I mean, maybe that might – you know, she might be able to generate more money from boxing now that she's had, like, that UFC exposure.
Yeah, but why would you want to go back? See, that's just it. You're not supposed to go back, man. You're supposed to go forward. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, she was the world champion as a boxer. She was a world champion as a mixed martial artist. And I just don't think she can go back on that, man. I really don't. Plus, you know, she's old. People don't realize she's like 35 years old. And if you looked at her face tonight, she had the face of a scarecrow.
Yeah, she definitely looked like she probably didn't have too many fight years left.
No, I mean, you know, I guess it was a no-makeup type of thing. But the bottom line is Holly Holm, after three fights, of course, beating Ronda Rousey, losing to Miesha Tate, then she lost to Shevchenko, and now, of course, she's lost again. So three fights in a row probably doesn't look good for her. Let's talk about UFC 209, because tonight, anybody that bought that on pay-per-view was a bit of a knucklehead, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, that was a pretty bad pay-per-view. I thought that Nick Diaz was going to come back, especially because of that 209, you know, the 209 area code and all that. I thought they'd try to make that happen, but when they didn't, I think people lost a lot of interest in the card.
Tyron Woodley, the world welterweight champion, the man, taking on Stephen Thompson, of course. Stephen Thompson, him getting a draw the last time out. I'm going to go with Woodley. I went with Thompson the first time, but I think Woodley impressed me that first fight, and I think that he's going to come back and do better.
Yeah, I mean, and I wouldn't be surprised. A lot of times in these rematches, there ends up being like a knockout. So I wouldn't be surprised if something like that happened.
What about Khabib? Khabib is an undefeated lightweight monster. I can't get his last name over, but Khabib out of the American Kickboxing Academy down there in Silicon Valley, he looks like the next lightweight champion. He can threaten Conor McGregor.
Yes, he could, and it's Nurmagomedov. I finally learned how to say it.
Say it again.
Khabib Nurmagomedov. They call him Nurmi a lot of times.
I'll go with Nurmi. Alistair Overeem. Alistair Overeem. What's happening with good old Alistair Overeem? I mean, Overroy taking on Mark Hunt, the slow and Samoan.
Has Alistair Overeem woken up yet, or is he still sleeping right now?
I don't know. Speaking of sleeping, man, if Mark Hunt hits him on the chin, lights out.
Yeah, that's true. But Alistair Overeem has some knockout power himself, so he might be able to finish Mark Hunt, but it's very hard to actually knock out Mark Hunt.
You know, Zach, I remember him in his light heavyweight days at 205. Then he did the Flintstone Vitamins and went to heavyweight. Of course, won the Strikeforce tournament, beat some good fighters along the way, but at the end of the day, still a cheater in my mind.
Yeah, well, he's like the poster like, you could tell he was on something. His head just grew like five sizes.
No doubt about that. And, of course, the world of boxing, we're waiting on the world middleweight champion. Of course, Gennady Golovkin defend that title. Billy Joe Saunders, the WBO champion, trying to get in there in the mix. They don't want to let him in.
Yeah, well, Billy Joe Saunders, I mean, to be fair, he kind of hasn't put himself in the mix. He'll call out Gennady Golovkin, and then a fight deal won't get made. And then, you know, he'll fight like some nondescript opponent in his home country. He doesn't seem to really be going for the big fights.
Good point. That's your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
So the WBO.
Say it again for me, Zach.
The WBO.
That's right, baby, the WBO. Of course, follow them on Facebook or check out their website, WBOBoxing.com. One segment to go. Open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY-DUST. 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 203, and the American Forces Network.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
Use your head. Vince McMahon hires the best people and then overpays them so they don't want to leave. Hmm. That's why he has the best show. That's why everything's first class. That's why he's the best.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Talk to the hand.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Green finds Curry. Open three. Puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it. Booster for 10 and Curry. Oh, my goodness. From about 5 feet beyond the arc. Bogut with the block. Green back to Curry. Bang! Curry again. Back out Curry. Curry for three. It's good.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Checking out some of the scores Saturday night in the NBA on the hard with the LA Clippers. Donald Donald Sterling, your stepdad. Your stepdad, his former team was a winner tonight, 107-102 over Charlotte. Milwaukee was a winner, 116-100 over Indiana. Miami came up short against Philadelphia, 117-109. Cleveland won at home over Denver, 125-109. And Orlando came up way short in Dallas, 112-80. Now, Zach, what happened in Golden State? What happened with Golden State and Oklahoma City besides all the Boo Birds?
Oh, well, the Golden State Cupcakes beat the Thunder 130-14.
And they actually wore cupcake t-shirts after the game. Do you know that?
The Warriors?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
They put on cup. I'm looking at a picture of them right now. They're all wearing cupcake t-shirts. And I think I'm still – and I'm dead serious on this. The cupcake thing, I think, is a dig at Durant being that they think he's gay. No?
I think it's – yeah, or him being, like, soft or whatever. You know, it's definitely not, like, a compliment, I would say.
Okay. Kevin Westbrook, Russell Westbrook brought it tonight. No doubt about that. I mean, but, damn, man, 130-114. I mean, who can really compete with the Warriors? They blew out Cleveland. Who can compete with these guys right now?
I think the Rockets would be a pretty decent matchup for them, even though they did blow out the Rockets this year. It'll be tough because, I mean, they have maybe at least one of the best rosters that we've ever seen, I'd say.
What the hell's going on with Charles Oakley and the Knicks owner James Dolan? What's going on there?
Ah, man, you know, Charles Oakley supposedly was drunk and making comments at a game, but there doesn't seem to be any truth to what James Dolan was saying, the owner of the Knicks, to some of the stuff that he was accusing Charles Oakley of doing. And I don't know. I think I got to take Oakley's side on this one. I mean, he's a Knicks legend. He brought the Knicks a lot of popularity and really made them what they are today. And this Dolan guy, I mean, I know his family's owned the Knicks for a while, but they're really not popular with the Knicks fans. And this definitely wasn't a step in the direction of, like, making them more popular.
Well, Dolan's a dick, no doubt about that. But Oakley's, you know, that's not the guy that I knew. I mean, when I watch interviews with him, that's not the guy I knew. I mean, he was like foaming at the mouth.
Yeah, he was a pretty rough player when he played. I mean, it was a different NBA, and everybody was probably a little rougher than there wasn't, it wasn't as protected. But yeah, I mean, I can't say that either one of them are completely right. It just seems like to ban a legend from your arena seems kind of like it's going a little far, I think.
Well, there's a lot of bans going on right now in the United States. Did you know that?
Yeah, there's quite a few. Bans
are running out. Too bad we couldn't ban Floyd Mayweather from ever boxing again. It looks like he's going to try to do it. Is the Conor McGregor fight really going to happen?
I think, you know, it seems more likely than not. Where do you lean on that?
You're the expert. I leave it to you.
Yeah, it seems more likely than not that it'll happen, but there's still going to be some obstacles because I don't see Dana White just letting that happen without getting a cut of it.
Real quick, I got 30 seconds. Ronda Rousey's done. Misha Tate's done. Looks like Holly Holm's done.
Yeah, the UFC, I mean, they're struggling right now for stars. They got to be thankful that they got Conor McGregor because other than that, the stars are really depleted.
But that's because you put guys and women in death matches after death matches after death matches. No easy fights, man.
Yeah, you're going to get diminishing returns each time you put them in there like that.
No doubt about that. The father of Jasmine Young, Zachary Young, you have a good week.
You as well. Thank you, sir.
All the best. I am the Taco Man, folks. I thank you so much for tuning in. Next week at 10 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network Saturday nights, we'll have a two-hour show. I'll bring in my old guest. That's right. Charles Day will be back. We'll have some fun. Charles Day is on vacation. Not no more. We're back next week, 2 hours of the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, next Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Don't forget, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Ring Talk Live Worldwide Sunday and 5 p.m. Pacific time. What's on 5 p.m. Pacific time, Zach?
The No Holds Barred Show, wise guy.
Zach on Sports Byline, No Holds Barred. Until next time, Scott Cuddy's the man. Thank you.